Hey everybody, welcome to Mandory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
I finally got the Henry sickness.
Yeah.
That followed us from glamping.
It hit me first. Like after Henry. It hit Henry first.
Yeah, I somehow was immune to it until
today? Yesterday?
I mean, I had some coughing happening.
Yeah, you did.
But like nothing that was inhibiting sleep or actively recording podcasts or anything like that.
Right.
But today it feels like I'm at that point.
Yeah, I will say.
Last night I was up quite a bit.
I think you're at my Friday.
Friday.
Because Thursday night I was up from like 3 to 6. Remember that? Right? Or was that Friday night I was up from 3 to 6?
I don't remember. One of the days that you...
One of the days. In. I really didn't feel good. Oh, no. It was Friday night. I was up from 3 to 6 because you let me sleep in on Saturday.
Which was much 45.
Needed.
Like some kind of teenager, you know? Just get up at all hours.
Okay. What time did I get up? 8 something?
8:45.
Yeah, 8:45. Wow. Wowzers.
It's late for an adult human being.
Well,
I think, right? I don't know.
Not for one who had been up for 3 hours overnight.
Right. But a general, like, let's just say, like, your average adult human being.
Well, I would say.
What time do you think your average adult?
Your average adult on the weekends, your average adult human being with children gets up, with small children gets up at a different time.
Right, gets up very early, yes. But that's actually not even what I'm asking. Let's say you're childless.
Well, I can tell you.
What's a childless 40-year-old doing?
I sometimes will hear from a good friend of mine who is childless on the weekends, and she'll be like, I just woke up, and it's like in the nines, and I'm like, wow.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
Were you a big sleeper when you were a teenager? Did you sleep late?
No.
Oh, I did. I could ride that shit till noon.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I feel like later, like in my 20s, you know, when I was out partying, I could sleep late.
I don't think I ever really got to that point in my 20s. But like certainly when I was a teenager, like a teen in high school, like the weekends, I could like shift my schedule completely to be up till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then waking up at noon and then resetting for Sunday was not a problem. Mm. Which I don't really comprehend or understand now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, crazy to sleep that late.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I stayed up so late. I used to stay up so late watching television.
Mm-hmm.
Not really partying, per se, unless you count me and the television as a party.
I mean, that is kind of a party.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
Woo. Mm. I have a massive headache, and Dory gave me Aleve or Tylenol, one of the two.
Tylenol.
And I took them and did nothing. Hasn't done nothing. And that was a couple hours ago, right?
Yes, it was. And I gave you the gel caps because those are supposed to work faster.
Guys, what do you do for headaches? I tried to like lay down with the hat over my eyes kind of a thing. Like I was on some sort of siesta. It's underrated. The siesta is underrated.
I mean, your people love a siesta.
I mean, what better way to, like, recharge after you're waking up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning to do manual labor?
That's true. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe wake up at 4. Who knows?
Go home for lunch. Have a siesta.
I'll be back on the fields later, guys.
Okay. Sounds good.
Toodles.
Check you later.
Sombrero. I need a sombrero.
I can't help you there. I don't have one.
It is. I don't know why, but I'm like, it is weird. We don't have a sombrero. But like, It's not that weird. Why would we have a sombrero?
Why would we? Exactly.
I don't know, but like my brain's like, eh, we should have a sombrero. Why don't we have a sombrero?
They're very large.
Yeah, I know.
We don't
They're great at keeping the sun out.
It's true. It's true.
And also, like, they're also really good at holding chips and guac, you know, at some restaurants.
Mm.
You know, sombrero-shaped bowls.
I do.
Or plates. What do you call those? I guess it'd be a serving apparatus.
It's a chip and dip.
Sure.
Oh, you didn't watch Mad Men. There's a whole thing about a chip and dip.
Well, it makes sense because it's a great product.
Yeah.
French onion dip is my favorite dip.
Oh, French onion dip is very good.
Also like a queso dip.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I could get down with a queso dip.
But like queso dip is for a tortilla chip and a French onion dip is for a potato chip. It's subtle differences.
I get it. I think I agree with you, actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I had a funny thing happen this week.
Finally, one of us experienced something. Go ahead.
Which is that two separate people I know and am close with, like who I would consider close friends, I found out about like good news in their lives like through someone else. And with one of them, our mutual friend told me that this other friend is pregnant. And I was like, oh.
Cool. Well,
the conversation started with me saying, like, okay, let's call this other friend Anna. With me saying, you know, I never talked to Anna anymore. And in fact, I know she was in Los Angeles and she didn't even reach out to say, I'm going to be in LA, but I am too busy to see you, which I feel like is like a courtesy you do for your supposedly close friends. So I mentioned this and they were like, oh, she's so like, yeah, I'm not surprised. And then they were like, did you know she's pregnant? And I was like, no, I didn't. And they were like, oh, I think maybe she's been afraid to tell you. And I was like, what?
Wait a second. Is this who I think it is?
Yes.
Who may or may not currently live across the pond?
Yes.
That is a bizarre thing not to tell you.
Yes, I agree. So between that and another friend who bought a new house and didn't tell me, I'm like, oh, I'm now the friend that people feel bad for. And they don't want to tell me things because they don't want to make me feel bad. And like that made me feel even worse. Because like being pitied is like the worst feeling.
I think it's a pretty good feeling. I've gotten used to it over time.
Oh, yeah? You know? I hate it.
I could use more pity, honestly.
Mm. Okay.
No, I suppose that is a weird feeling. The not telling you that they're pregnant is very strange. Almost as strange as not telling you they're in LA.
Yes.
When they live literally across the country and ocean.
Yeah, like I mean,
that's so strange.
It's really strange. And again, like I understand when people come to town and have like a million things going on and don't have time to see me, but if we are supposedly very close friends to not even say I'm going to be in town, but then post about it on your social media, like I mean, maybe this is a me problem. Maybe I'm too self-centered about this, but I don't think I am.
Like self-centered this, about it in what sense?
Like in the sense of like, oh, she didn't reach out to me. Like, but it's not like this is a casual acquaintance. You know what
Correct.
I mean?
That's where it's like, well, that's wonky.
Yeah. And I mentioned,
suppose there's like.
But now with this, additional information, I'm like, oh, maybe it's related to that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like she didn't want to swing through.
Yes. And then have to tell me
situation.
Yes.
And I have to tell, but why would you react badly to that?
I don't know. That's why I'm like so perplexed. And it just is like, it's very strange to me.
That is very strange. That's odd. Have you reached out?
No.
And you're, well, okay, I'll tell you this right now. If you're going to get into one of those, like, no, she needs to reach out to me. No, she doesn't.
No, that's, like, I know. I know she doesn't.
Well, no, but I'm saying, what I'm saying to you is, like, before you reach out to, if you're saying you're not going to reach out to her until she reaches out to you, like, if that's what your brain is doing, some kind of a standoff here.
It's not a standoff so much as a just, like, you know what it is? And I said this to our mutual friend. I said, you know, I've had low expectations for this friend, for this particular friendship for a long time, and I guess they just needed to be even lower.
Well, again, I will just say that it is a two-way street, you know?
But I, so, like, I have, over the years, I have made much more of an effort. Like, much, much, much more.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, recently, who reached out to who last, you know?
I reach out to them.
When was the last time you reached out to them?
I don't know. That's I was, the thing. You know what? It hasn't been since they were in LA, I'll tell you that. Because yeah. I was so like, what the fuck?
Right. Okay. Let's pretend that this is a letter that someone has written into our podcast. What advice would you give yourself?
I would say you should reach out to them and tell them how you feel.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, kind of, that's the obvious advice.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
You know what? I think it's also like there's just a lot of baggage from over the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this just feels like such a, it's just, I don't know. It just, and it's just making me call the whole friendship into question that she hasn't told me. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's a couple, I have a couple other questions too. Was it spontaneous pregos or was it with the embryos?
I don't know.
I could sense like a more of a trepidation if it was a spontaneous situation.
Right.
Than going through the ordeal of like, you know, flying back into the country to do some round action and then still not telling you.
Right.
So.
But either way.
Benefit of the doubt, I would extend. I don't know. You know better than I do, of course.
Either way, I feel like it's, I mean, even before I had Henry, mm-hmm. and I was really in like the depths, before I even got pregnant with Henry, and I was in like the depths of like infertility despair.
Right.
A woman I still consider a close friend sent me a very nice email telling me that she was pregnant and like acknowledging that it might be hard for me. Like she was a mature person and did that. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's just, and then I was like, oh, why are we like back here?
Yes and no. Right. I think that like, that is, it depends on who that person was and what your expectations of that person are. Whereas someone is, say, I don't know. What will I call them? Creative and flighty, you know? That's sort of where I would put your current, the friend currently.
So is the other one. Most of my friends are.
Right. Okay. Well, I would say that like sometimes the awareness only goes so far. You know,
I guess.
And sometimes you think about what you would want, and maybe they didn't want to tell you because they think they assumed without asking or really knowing that that's what you would have wanted to not know. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing here. Am I playing devil's advocate, or am I just like, I'm trying to look at it from a different side? I don't know. I'm just trying to help here. This is our excellent adventure, aren't I?
I don't know. You kind of feel, it kind of feels like you're like trying
to. I'm not defending
does feel like you're defending them.
I don't think they need defense.
No, they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not defending them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, I've had like so many times have I been to Massachusetts where I just was like, oh my God, I don't think I will have nearly enough time to see this person. And I just don't tell them I'm in Massachusetts. And I feel bad about it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, I just don't tell them, weirdly. And it's like, why am I not, why am I being like that? I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Crystal, if you're listening, it's about you. I just can't, like, I want to make enough time for the person. Like, I would assume she would want to make enough time for you. Like, a decent amount of time. And, like, if you don't have time for, like, a full dinner, you know, 3-hour experience.
But my point is my point is that that's fine. I just find it offensive when someone who is a close friend
mm-hmm.
doesn't even tell me that they're going to be here. And then I find out on social media, again, they can tell me and just say, I don't have time to see you.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes that's what happens on my end. That's what I end up
doing. I know, but like...
Because I just feel bad and I get crippled by the bad feeling.
Mm.
You know? Okay. Again, not trying to make excuses.
Kind of sounds like you're trying to make excuses. Thing.
I don't know. There's like a point of like, oh no. If I just ignore everything and nothing happened.
Mm. What would you say if that person like reached out?
While I was there?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'd be like, oh. First of all, I'd be happy to hear from them. Second of all, I'd be like, I'm like up against it on the time clockwise with family shit that I didn't think I'd have enough time to see you. And as a result, I didn't even want to like get sad about not being able to see you. So I didn't say anything. Sorry. You know, that's mm-hmm. what I would say, probably. What do you say, Dodo?
You
would say nothing because it wouldn't happen because you would have told them.
Yes. But also, if there's someone who I might not have told who mm-hmm. reaches out, I will say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, kind of same thing, like...
But grammatically it sounds like reached is the wrong thing to say tense wise, but it's correct. You haven't reached out since.
To whom?
They were here. Your friend whose name we are not saying.
My friend Anna?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
So,
because it's just like it comes to a point. It's like, how many times? Like, there's another friend who would come to LA a lot and just never reached out. And a couple times I did reach out.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, I'd love to see you. Let's get dinner. And then would like flake and or ghost, like just not respond. Well, and then I was finally like,
crazy.
Okay, I guess this person doesn't want to be friends. And it's just like, you know, I don't have the energy at this point in my life to like really pursue people who don't reciprocate, but I can be sad about it.
Hmm. That's interesting. Oh, I didn't realize that this was like, you're at this breaking point here with this.
I mean, kind of, it's like enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it feels like... I'm going to say, it feels... Just the time that I've known the both of you, there's been a lot of, like, you know... first of all, you guys are on opposite sides of the country. Then they're in a completely different country. And then, like, it's never been, like, a situation to me, like, where everybody's in the same city. Do you know what I mean? And it's like...
Yeah.
It's hard when you're trying to coordinate that kind of a friendship.
For sure.
And I know that the effort can be made, and as a result, it could work fine. But I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. The next time you're up early on a Saturday, FaceTime them, because, you know, London time, that's late afternoon.
I guess.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know. This is an interesting conundrum. Well, I don't know if it's a conundrum, but it's a, you know, certainly an interesting tale to tell. We've talked about this kind of thing in the past with other people writing in about it. I hope that this helps somebody else. I don't know.
Well, maybe it just helps someone to know that, like, this is a common thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think it is. It's more common than you would even imagine.
Yes. For sure.
So. That said, great job sharing.
Thank you. I think it also, one more thing before we take a break. Yeah, I think it also just like felt like a pile on because I just found out about another friend who like bought this new house and we had been talking, I've been talking with this other person a bunch recently and they just not mentioned it. and then someone else told me and I was like, that's weird that they just forgot to tell me. And then I was like, oh, because they feel bad for me. And then I was like, oh my God. And then literally like hours later, I find out about the pregnancy and I was like, oh, now this is like a pattern.
We're going to address this pattern after the break. We'll see what we can do to help out Dodo. We'll be right back.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same today, for tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat wicking.
See, the light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas is 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Okay. We're back. So this pattern that you're talking about, first of all, on one side of things, this other friend you're speaking of, whom I know, and you do talk to on the reg, I don't want to say that maybe it just didn't come up. that seems like a weird thing to say, I suppose. but there is something to it, like when, like, I mean, look, right now, you and I would say, are a couple of sad sacks with our general outlook on future employment opportunities, current finances. You know, feeling overwhelmed with bills and tuition and life in general. I mean, I'll even throw utilities in there. That's why I spent 6 weeks fixing a car that I didn't want to spend $3,000 on. By fixing, I'm really probably spent like, I mean, I probably spent like 5 weeks and 2 days of that thinking about it, you know, if you really spread it out. that is sort of like that's sort of where we're at right now. And it's hard to, I guess, I don't know. It's hard to like not talk about that. If someone asks you how they are, how you are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And as a result is the whole, like, I feel bad for, first of all, like, I get this friend thing more than I get the international friend situation.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because international friend, you don't talk to enough for them to know that you're having a shitty time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Although I feel like it has come up. But maybe it hasn't.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I tried my best not to mention it to people.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
It does come up from time to time, I will say. But again, I think that I think it's hard to sort of gauge. Because you're the person who told you about it didn't even find out from them, you know?
Right. Yes.
So that's, I think, true. That you kind of, you know, you got a couple buckets here, and I think you're putting too many things in one bucket instead of having separate buckets.
Hmm.
I don't know where the bucket metaphor came from.
Interesting. All right.
You know, but do you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, they told you, but not me.
Yes. No, totally. I mean, when the other person told me, I was like, oh, I guess I missed the email that went out to everyone. And they were like, oh no, I found out from another person. And I was like, oh,
right.
I mean, I don't know.
Look, I don't know a lot about it. I just think that 8,000 square feet is too much for four people, but that's beside the point. All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to unpack about this? Or, I mean, I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
I think just...
If it's just being a sounding board or...
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't afford therapy, so this will have to substitute. I think it's just... It's like... I feel the reflection of patheticness reflected back at me.
That's a funny way to put it. Pathetic reflections. Okay. All right. If that's what you feel. I think you should probably own it a little bit more than you do.
In what sense?
And like, it's not pathetic. You so what? Your husband and you are having trouble finding a job in an industry that is like changing faster than you can think. You know? Mm-hmm. And we're in a situation that is right now. It's a situation that is evolving. It's a situation that can change at any second. Mm-hmm. Any day, you and I could pick up the phone and suddenly one of us is employed or both of us are mm-hmm. employed or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, this is not a thing to be wallowing in. And I think the using the term pathetic isn't doing yourself any favors.
You okay, know? That's fair.
I don't think that, you could say sad sack. You know, because I don't want anyone to think, if anyone out there is also struggling with employment, etc., you're not pathetic. It's just, it's fucking...
Look, I'm not saying that is necessarily grounded in reality.
I'm also not saying that. I'm also just trying to, like, you know... what do they say on that show? Reframe the narrative?
Oh, yeah, they do say that on that show.
Yeah. You know, I'm just here... to try to help in any way that I can. I'm just a small town bird lawyer. I don't know. But what I'm saying is like, don't, you know, maybe don't look at yourself as so pathetic, you know? Because if you're wearing that for too long, it's going to look good on you.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's a Matt Myra-ism. You can have it.
I mean, do you feel like that's true about you too?
Oh, I wore it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of that now.
Yeah.
And it's taken more time because of how long I wore it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So I think that it's a situation where I completely understand how you feel. It's totally mm-hmm. understandable. Mm-hmm. Everything's understandable about what you're saying. But at the same time, too, you got to make your own luck, as they say, also.
You know who said that? The first time I heard someone say that, it was the former Us Weekly editor, Bonnie Fuller. I think she came to talk to my class at Columbia Journalism School. She was like, you got to make your own luck. And I was like, what? But then I was like, oh, I mean, I kind of get it.
Well, she's not wrong. I think in a lot of ways you got to make your own luck. You know, you got to put yourself in a position to... You got to put yourself in a position for things to change.
Yes, I agree with that. And I have been trying to do that.
Oh, I'm not saying you haven't. This is a sort of a broader discussion. Not just for us and each other, but also I think for the audience. I'm talking to the audience too.
Yeah.
You have to sort of, you know, you can't do the same thing every day and expect the different results. It's just that's
the definition of insanity.
That is the definition of insanity. But also, it just doesn't make any logical sense.
Right.
So, as we slowly have come to realize, maybe we need to sort of check ourselves, you know?
Before we wreck ourselves?
Exactly. But, like, you know, I'm trying to make different choices, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean, like... with food or anything like that. I just mean like different choices in the sense of like how do I behave around others? How do I interact with others? How available am I to others, etc.? I'm trying to be more available to others and be less pathetic, as my wife likes to put it.
I didn't say that about you. I said that about me.
No, I'm just saying about the state of being pathetic. I'm not saying you said I was pathetic. I never said that you said that.
Okay.
Just borrowing your phrase.
I see.
It is a, it's an interesting way. As you know, as I've discussed with Dory off air, it's really weird to not be depressed given our current circumstances. Or I should probably be very depressed, but I'm, you know, and my brain chemistry is sort of evened out and I'm still in therapy. See a shrink regularly. Meds are coming on schedule. Mm-hmm. Sometimes ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm. So I know when they show up ahead of schedule, I'm like, what?
it doesn't even make sense. So that I think has helped also, but like, it's very interesting. It's very strange to me also to be like, not as depressed as I think I should be, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, but that's a tale for a different time. As Maz Kanata once said when asked how she got Luke Skywalker's lightsaber.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a really... Guess what?
What?
We saw two more movies and they never explained it. So, it's real dumb. Why would you ever fucking put that line in? J.J. Abrams-like. that said... I don't know. I'm here. If anyone needs help, I'm here. What do you need, guys? Let me know. All if you want to write into the podcast, you can do so. Mm-hmm. DoryMatt@gmail or MattandDory@gmail. You could also call the podcast phone number, 413-461-BABY.
That's 413-461-2229.
2229 for those of you without an alphanumeric keypad. That's about it as far as the business is concerned.
All right, I guess we should take another break and then finally get to some listeners. I've been monopolizing the conversation.
People are going to love it. They're going to be like, wow. Is this what Forever 35 would be like if Matt was the co-host?
If I mean, so, this is, well, it's
don't
kind
sign
of,
me up.
It's kind of what our Patreon episodes are like.
No. You're just saying that you're pathetic the whole time?
No, but pass. I'm saying, like, it's just whatever. You know what I'm saying.
I do. Okay, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're back.
Hello, we're back.
Hi, I never got an email rundown from you.
Oh, you didn't? Sorry.
And if I didn't, that's probably because I didn't see it. And you did send it.
I did send it yesterday. I sent it Saturday at 2:55 p.m.
You sure did. Here it is. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really went on long, like a lot, because when we started recording, I was like, oh, maybe she didn't make a rundown. I'll just try to fill as much time as I can. And here I am. I filled 35 minutes.
Turns out I did make a rundown. Weird that you wouldn't have asked, but okay.
I can't ask on the air. Well, we'd seem unprofessional.
You just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Virginia wrote in to say that Stanford Medicine will take embryo donations for research. And she also had a question for Matt, which might be better suited for the Patreon, but just wondering if you all had watched the holiday episodes of Great British Bake Off. His girl Lottie was one of the contestants on this year's episodes, and I honestly laughed when I saw her because my first thought was, I wonder if Matt has seen this.
Look, I was back on board for a Lottie episode, believe me. I did see that one. There's something weird about the holiday episodes. I mean, there's everything weird about them. Because it's a condensed timeline. It's one episode. It's dark a lot of the time in the tent, you know, because there's not a lot of daylight out there. And there, to me, it feels like there's no real pressure, which I suppose is the nice thing about the holidays. But
yeah, the stakes are low.
Yeah. I'd prefer like a holiday season of Bake Off. Like, they should do a summer and a holiday. And a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just my advice for that.
All right. That is from Virginia, who has been listening since the very start of her IVF journey in 2019, have no plans to stop listening despite being done with IVF. And she's in 2,400 square feet in Northern Virginia with one husband, one 3.5-year-old science toddler, and one 7-month-old science baby, an 11-year-old rescue mutt, 3 TVs, including my husband's cartoon size one in the living room, and about 1 hot dog this year, made up from individual bites left over from the toddler.
Understood. I wonder what a cartoon size TV is like. Is it over 100 inches? That'd be cool.
All right.
My beard is very long.
It is very long.
What is going on here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anonymous writes in to say, I have no personal investment or application of IVF in my life, but I came to this podcast via Forever 35 and have stayed because I very much enjoy your chatter at the top of the hour. Well, today you got more than the top. So I will add more topics/questions to discuss. Obviously, I have no expectations that you will use any of these, so do what you will with these. Dory, what book are you currently reading?
She's reading something that has her riveted. The other night, I went into her study as I was still awake, so I'll call it her study. I walked in, and she was reading, and I was like, it's 11:58. You know this, right? Because Dory's usually out by 10. It was 11:58. She had her head in a book. And it looked like one of those books where it's like, it's a mystery.
It was a mystery. Uh-huh, and I just like needed to get to the end. So I was reading. So that was The Maid by Nita Prose. And I'm now reading the sequel called The Mystery Guest.
That's got to be a pen name, right?
Nita Prose? I don't know.
Do you need a prose?
I have no idea if it's a pen name.
It's probably Stephen King.
I mean, there's a picture of her on her website.
It's probably J.K. Rowling.
Sure. I don't think it is a pen name because she has worked in publishing for many years. And so...
But what a punny name.
I know.
To be writing books.
It is punny.
All right.
And I took them both out of the library. I'm newly back on physical library books.
My book has been in, but we haven't picked it up.
Wait, has it?
Remember you said you got a notification that it was in.
No, I went and you were like,
we'll go pick it up, and then we didn't. Oh, it was like a bad copy or something?
It was a bad copy. I think I haven't gotten another notification that a new copy was in.
It's just like, hey, Matt, just get it on Amazon.
I would say I like The Maid. So far, I like The Maid better than the sequel. But they're both fine. They're both fine.
I mean, look, you were riveted.
Well, it's just because, you know, the mystery, you want to get to the end. You want to know what happened.
You read fast.
And I read fast. Okay, Dory, what is your favorite meal? That's a good question.
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Dory's favorite meal. I think it's probably some dim sum.
Well, you know, I like dim sum more when I ate shrimp and pork.
That's true.
Dim sum is not as fun when you don't eat those two things.
Yeah, since you don't eat shrimp and pork anymore, you're probably just in for a really good Thai meal.
I do really enjoy a Thai meal. I also, you know what? I also love just a chicken parm, like a good chicken parm.
Mm-hmm.
I also, there's a vegan, I'm not vegan, but there's a vegan ramen that I get from this place, Jinya Ramen, and I get it with an egg. It's really not, it's not vegan. That I really like. I don't know. What would be an ideal job for you? I think a job where I could like have a hand in creating a bunch of different things would be a good job for me. And bringing things to fruition and working with smart, interesting people. And I think also like working for a company that I think does interesting things and that I don't feel like morally compromised by working at. Like that would be the ideal. But mm-hmm. at this point, it's like,
at this point, if you'll work for Tesla.
At this point, if like British Petroleum is like, we need you to do some podcasts, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, sign me up. You guys are into renewable energy, right? Yeah, sure. Sure we are.
How about an ideal day? These are real Patreon episode questions. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, if you want a lot of this, head over to patreon.com/excellent adventure and sign up. We have two podcasts a month where we do essentially, we answer a lot of questions that are a lot like this. So we hope you like it.
I mean, you know, I do usually start each day with some Henry Snuggles, and I do really enjoy those Henry Snuggles, so it would start with that. And I don't know.
During those Henry Snuggles, does he jump on your sternum?
No.
That's weird.
But we mostly just snuggle.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably involve a massage. It would probably involve a meal out. It might involve like tennis.
Sure.
Tennis would maybe be in there too. Yeah, I don't know. Reading a good mystery and the day with reading a good mystery. Matt, what is your idea of a perfect day?
You know, I think golf in the morning. It's a very fast round of golf. Maybe I get back before you guys even wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you guys are getting up and I'll make some breakfast for everybody. Yeah, and I'll be like, hey, guys, our bills are all paid. Isn't that exciting? And then what we'll do then is we will probably drop Henry off at a friend's house. and then we'll go to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, and then in Las Vegas, well, they'll be like, sir, your bets have all come in. Here's $12,000. And I'll be like, thank you very much. Dory, we have a spa credit. Go use it. I'm going to hit the tables.
Oh.
We have a nice steakhouse dinner. They also do a good chicken at 6, because I like an early dinner, you know?
I like an early dinner, too.
Especially when it's like a steakhouse situation where you know you're going to be like, woof, full, and you're going to easily get to like 2 o'clock in the morning before you're even remotely considering ingesting anything else.
Yeah.
I'm in. So we'll do that. Maybe we'll go see Cirque du Soleil's The Beatles Love Again for the 900th time. And then Dory will be like, I had to go to bed. It's almost 10. And I'll be like, good night, my sweet. And I'll hold down the tables. And then I will gamble until I'm too tired to be sitting at a in a casino, and then I'll go upstairs to sleep, and it'll wrap up the perfect 24 hours. I think I'll probably still be sleeping by about 8 o'clock in the morning.
I don't hate that.
What a day that was. What a perfect day.
What a day.
Henry and I, we had some fun in the morning, the French toast that I made, and then thanks to his friends' parents for watching him.
Matt, what is
imaginary friends' parents?
What is your ideal job?
Great news. I did it already. It was writing television. Honestly, I liked being the on-set guy the most. So I would say an on-set writer-producer is my ideal job. So,
and what is your favorite meal?
That's hard. I think a really, really good and nicely portioned fish and chips is probably my favorite meal. And then I would second to that with beef Wellington. Somehow I think the United Kingdom has made the best food. But if you are a normal person, you're like, no one thinks that.
All right. Well, this person lives alone in a 2,400 square foot house in Berkeley, California. Nice. They've had no hot dogs. They don't like them. 1 48-inch TV. And they say, thank you for letting a stranger be nosy.
Oh, anytime, Anonymous. You want to be nosy? You just keep on keeping on. Head over to patreon.com/ Star Trek TNC for the other podcast, and Excellent Adventure for this one. Excellent. What is it? How do we do it?
Patreon.com/excellent adventure.
Thank you.
All right.
My brain sometimes crosses wires in the night.
I think we're gonna get to the rest of these next week.
Great.
But first we have to thank our Patreon supporters. Again,
like
that
said,
is
we had a lot to discuss.
We had a lot to unpack, as we used to say. Patreon.com/excellent adventure if you want to hear more of our rambling like we did in the first two-thirds of the show. $5 level gets you one bonus episode and your name read on the podcast. $10 level, you get an additional bonus episode, plus you get ad-free episodes. And if you support us at the $25 level, you also get a fun fact, a bespoke fun fact from Matt. There's also a massive back catalog of Patreon episodes.
Yeah, Mama Joe, your bespoke fun fact, again, is it's coming.
Wow.
Just keep listening, Mama Joe. I'm so sorry.
All right. Thank you to the following supporters. Laura Dodge.
Laura Elliott.
Lauren Johnston.
Lauren Schultz.
Lindsay Gish.
Linnea Wynn.
Lisa in West Virginia.
Lisa Travis.
Liz P.
Lynn N.
Marina Breed.
Martin Hedegaard Peterson.
Mackenzie Erickson.
Melinda Phelps.
Melissa.
Meryl H.
Michael Roth.
Michael Johnson. Michelle Johnson. I'm so sorry.
Mike Zytek.
Molly.
Mariah Adamick.
Nancy Powell.
Nicola Hill.
Nikki Bossert.
Optide.
Pam from Boston.
Pat Machewski.
Patty Curie.
Paula.
Phoebe Boone.
Robert Hamilton.
Robin K.
Sarah Dauberman.
Sarah Friedman.
Sarah L.
Sarah Lavelle.
Scarlett Kaufman.
Sherry Olson.
Simone Van De Winkle.
SJV.
Steve Harcourt.
Tanya K.
TB.
The Holterman Clan.
Tracy Jury.
Tyler Pigeon Double Take Matthews.
Valerie Green.
Vanessa Ferguson.
Virginia McFeely.
Whitney Hoffman.
And XX.
Kiss Kiss. Bang Bang.
All right.
Thanks everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We'll see if Dory is no longer pathetic. I have a good feeling about this week. Here we go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.